Are you totally deranged?
Sorry, I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Aw, man, this is gonna suck, donkey balls.
This is a BTS podcast for the above top secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
This is a What You Know Net Radio anti-terrorism report. Are U.S. nuclear power plants safe from a 9/11 type attack? It depends on who you ask. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission says yes, nuclear plants are safe. Nuclear power plants are inherently robust structures that our studies show provide adequate protection in a hypothetical attack by an airplane, said Nuclear Regulatory Commission Chairman Dale Klein last month in a press release that appeared on the NRC's website. Hypothetical attacks are among the most dangerous kind. Just ask Boston. Not everyone agrees with Klein's assurances. The Committee to Bridge the Gap, a Los Angeles-based nuclear watchdog group, and 8 state attorneys general petitioned the NRC in 2004 to require that the United States' 103 nuclear power plants be protected by steel I-beam and cable netting. In theory, steel netting outside a nuclear plant could shred a jetliner before it hit the plant's exterior concrete shell. By breaking a plane apart before it hit the shell, the likelihood that a plane would penetrate the shell would be reduced. The idea for steel netting came from the 9/11 attacks. The planes that hit the World Trade Center towers didn't fly through the buildings intact. The steel frame of the buildings turned the planes into fire and debris.
Sorry, I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Aw, man, this is gonna suck, donkey balls.
This is a BTS podcast for the above top secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
This is a What You Know Net Radio anti-terrorism report. Are U.S. nuclear power plants safe from a 9/11 type attack? It depends on who you ask. The nuclear regulator. American Airlines Flight 11, which crashed into the World Trade Center's North Tower, flew over New York's Indian Point power plant on the way to its target. Indian Point is about 35 miles upriver from Manhattan. No nuclear power plant in the country is so close to so many people. That might help explain why New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo pitched a particularly bitchy press release fit when the NRC announced that it would not require nuclear power plants to build more protection against jetliner attacks. Cuomo says the NRC has abandoned its responsibility to protect millions of New Yorkers. Why? Because the Bush administration caved to the nuclear power plant interests over the security of Americans living near these plants, he wrote. That is a serious accusation. Sadly, the White House's track record on nuclear safety makes it seem like a perfectly reasonable accusation. In 2004, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission suppressed the National Academy of Sciences report that raised concerns about the storage of radioactive waste at the nation's power plants. The NAS pointed out that the nuclear power industry's practice of storing highly radioactive waste in pools of water adjacent to nuclear reactors is inherently unstable. An attack on these nuclear waste pools by an airplane could drain the pools, causing the nuclear waste to burn, releasing toxic waste into the atmosphere, a la Chernobyl. The NRC refused to allow the NAS to release a public version of the report, even though releasing public versions of NAS reports is standard practice. To make matters worse, the NRC's then-chairman, Bush appointee Nils Dayes, wrote a letter to Congress that grossly mischaracterized the NAS classified report. The Bush-controlled NRC's position in 2004 that water storage of nuclear waste was fine. Talk about your nutty coincidences. The NRC's position was exactly the same as the nuclear power plant's industry's position. The power industry doesn't want to incur the cost of storing waste in safer, more expensive containers known as dry casks. What Cuomo is saying, and the Committee to Bridge the Gap is strongly implying, is that the NRC's decision to not require the nuclear power industry to fortify against air attacks is yet another instance of the Bush-controlled NRC giving the nuclear power industry exactly what it wants at the expense of public safety. But at least we're safe from Moonanese. This has been a What You Know Net Radio special report. Yep, that'll just about do it for this episode of What You Know Net Radio. I would like to thank my announcer, Microsoft Sam. I would also like to take the time to thank the good people that brought us all the funny stories that we shared with you tonight. Remember, if you have a comment on our show, please give us a call at 206-202-2476. We would love to hear from you. Have a great night, everyone.
Get back to work.